Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Luke chapter 22, verses 3 to 5. Then Satan entered into Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12 disciples, and he went to the leading priests and captains of the temple guard to discuss the best way to betray Jesus to them. They were delighted, and they promised to give him money. I don't know about you, but I find these words almost too hard to read. Knowing how wise, good, and loving Jesus was, how could anyone betray him? And Judas Iscariot wasn't just anyone. He'd been one of Jesus' disciples for nearly 3 years. He had heard his teaching and time and again had seen him perform the most incredible miracles. How could he possibly conspire with those who wanted to kill Jesus? Luke tells us that Satan entered into Judas. No one knows exactly what was going on in Judas's mind. Perhaps he was tempted by the money, or he may have become disillusioned with Jesus because things weren't working out in the way that he'd expected and wanted. We just don't know. What we do know is that he gave Satan's temptations house room. He allowed the evil one to direct his actions. In Peter's first letter, he described the way in which Satan prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for victims to devour. Peter encouraged his readers to watch out and to take a firm stand against him. In this most holy of weeks, we confront love in the most amazing way as we see Jesus' willingness to die on the cross for us. But we also face up to the horrifying reality of evil. And we need to listen carefully to Peter's words. Satan continues to prowl around. We need to be alert and to stand firmly against him. So let me ask you a question. In what way do you see Satan prowling around today? And now let me lead you in a prayer. Loving Father, thank you that you give us the strength to stand up to all of Satan's tricks. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.